DREAM, Disability Rights and Employment Awareness Month. October 2025 marks the 80th anniversary of National Disability Employment Awareness Month, or NDEAM, a national movement that recognizes people with disabilities in the workforce and promotes employment opportunities. This year's NDEAM theme, Celebrating Value in Talent, highlights the unique skills, perspectives, and contributions people with disabilities bring to our workplaces. It also reminds us that each one of us benefits when we honor the diverse experiences and identities of every New Yorker. New York State has expanded this annual tradition to its own Disability Rights and Employment Awareness Month, or DREAM. DREAM, along with this exhibition, celebrates the disability rights movement and features individuals, groups, and pieces of legislation that have provided New Yorkers with disabilities with more equitable opportunities, protections, and services. Audio description of image. A rectangle that is dark blue with fireworks and a picture of five different groups of people with various disabilities. It states Celebrating Value and Talent, National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Willowbrook, a major turning point. There is a long history of segregating people with disabilities from society. One example was institutionalizing people in a state-supported system that confined individuals in overcrowded and unhygienic facilities. Public outrage against the system grew after the horrendous conditions of one of these institutions, the Willowbrook State School on Staten Island in New York City, were exposed. In 1975, Governor Hugh Carey signed the Willowbrook Consent Decree, which mandated reforms around living situations, health care, therapy services, and more for individuals with disabilities. The school was officially shut down in 1987. The decree marked a turning point in disability rights history and made clear a commitment to dismantling systemic neglect while championing the dignity and inclusion of people with disabilities. 50 years later, New York State has moved away from systems of institutionalization to become a state where people with disabilities live, work, and thrive in their communities. There are three photos. One, a dark square that states The Path Forward, Remembering Willowbrook, a documentary of the New York expose that changed the world. The text below the image reads, "In 2023, the New York State Council on Developmental Disabilities and the Office of General Services produced and distributed a New York Emmy Award-winning documentary, The Path Forward, Remembering Willowbrook." Other images include an image of Geraldo Rivera and Bernard Caraballo. Another includes a panel discussion with seven people seated on a stage. The text below these images reads, "On May 2nd, 2025, New York State honored the 50th anniversary of the Willowbrook Consent Decree. The event, The Evolution of Inclusion, 1975 to 2025, featured a panel discussion at the College of Staten Island, which is located on the former Willowbrook State School campus. The ADA turns 35, a milestone celebration. On July 26, 1990, the landmark Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, was signed into federal law. The ADA prohibits discrimination based on disability in employment, state and local governments, public accommodations, commercial facilities, transportation, and telecommunications. This historic legislation has become a cornerstone of civil rights for people with disabilities in New York State and across the nation. While the past 35 years have brought tremendous progress, persistent challenges and setbacks show the need for continued advocacy and action. There are two images on this panel. The first is a rectangle showing a number of ADA 35 flags The flags are yellow on top and state 1990 to 2025, with the New York State map in between those two dates. And below is a blue panel that states ADA 35. The second image is of a group of people all wearing black in front of a blue and gold curtain. The text below the image reads, "On July 16, 2025, New York celebrated the 35th anniversary of the ADA at the Empire State Plaza in Albany. Hundreds of members of New York's disability community attended the event to commemorate the law and celebrate the tireless advocacy that helped make it a reality." Advocates who changed New York. First is Stacy Park Milburn, 1987 to 2020. Stacy Park Milburn was a prominent activist who helped coin the term disability justice. She is widely known as a key producer for the 2020 Netflix documentary Crip Camp, A Disability Revolution, which tells the story of Camp Jened in New York's Catskill Mountains. The film, paired with Milburn's virtual series and associated outreach efforts, helped raise awareness of the disability rights movement. Milburn is the first woman to appear on U.S. currency in a wheelchair. There is an image next to these words of Stacy Park Milburn, and the image is provided courtesy of Stacy Milburn's estate. Judy Heumann, 1947 to 2023. Judith Judy Heumann is regarded as the mother of the disability rights movement. Diagnosed with polio as an infant, she was not allowed to attend New York City schools. Decades later, she became the first person using a wheelchair to teach in a New York City school. Heumann went on to become an influential teacher and activist who served in two presidential administrations. The image for this section is a picture of Judy Heumann. Pat Figueroa, 1948 to 2012. Pat Figueroa launched the Center for Independence of the Disabled in New York, or CIDNY, the first independent living center in New York. He also co-founded the 504 Democrats Club, a group that works toward disability inclusion. Dedicated to public service, Figueroa worked as an administrator for the New York State Office for the Aging in Albany. Next to this text is an image of Pat Figueroa. Franklin D. Roosevelt, 1882 to 1945. After contracting a paralytic illness in 1921, President Franklin D. Roosevelt required a wheelchair, but was rarely photographed in one. He founded the Warm Springs Rehabilitation Center in Georgia, a pioneering facility that helped people with disabilities gain strength and independence. Some historians credit President Roosevelt's experience with illness, widely believed to be polio, with fostering his empathy for others and making him a more effective leader. Roosevelt served as governor of New York from 1929 to 1932. Next to this text is a photograph of Franklin D. Roosevelt with a young child. Employment First, Executive Order 40. In September 2024, Governor Kathy Hochul signed Executive Order 40, officially making New York an Employment First, or E-First, state. E-First is a national movement that prioritizes employment as the first and preferred option for people being served by our disability public health system. It establishes competitive integrated employment, or CIE, as not just a goal, but an expectation for all, including those with significant disabilities. E-First touches upon economic, public health, workforce, and civil rights issues. Achieving this vision requires changes in public policy, culture, and economic systems, and a recognition that current systems have often failed to fully support the employment potential of people with disabilities. There is one image on this panel It is a graphic recording documenting a walkthrough of Executive Order 40 and was created by Inky Brittany at the 2024 Dream Symposium in New York. Impact, advocacy, and action. For decades, New York State has worked through grassroots activism, legislative action, and statewide programs to expand opportunities for people with disabilities. Recent initiatives continue this commitment and focus on building an inclusive workforce. The New York State Office of the Chief Disability Officer, or OCDO, in conjunction with several state agencies, works to ensure that the needs of people with disabilities are met and that their rights are protected. Governor Hochul established the OCDO in February of 2022 to, among other things, provide a dedicated office to improve employment outcomes for all people with disabilities. The Deaf, Deafblind, and Hard of Hearing Office works to break down barriers and improve access to resources and services for these communities statewide. Programs like the State as a Model Employer, or SAME, and the Partnership for Inclusive Internships, or PIE, PII, focus on closing employment gaps and creating career paths in public service. While there is much more to do, New York State is committed to equity and inclusion and recognizing the contributions that people with disabilities make to the workforce, communities, and the economy. The images on this panel include the Great State of New York seal and the Office of General Services New York State logo. DREAM, Disability Rights and Employment Awareness Month. Rick Guadotti, an award-winning photographer, founded Positive Exposure, a nonprofit organization based in New York City that promotes a more inclusive world through photography and educational programs. In 2024, he photographed attendees of the 2024 Dream Symposium at the Empire State Plaza, displaying his profoundly beautiful view of the world and of the members of the disability community. On this panel is a QR code, and it states, "Scan to learn more about positive exposure." This panel accompanies a series of four photographs taken by Rick Guadotti at the 2024 Dream Symposium at the Empire State Plaza.